This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is set to speak at Georgetown University today. His topic, free speech on college campuses. Recently, there have been violent protests against some controversial speakers, sometimes leading to canceled invitations. Now, some critics of colleges, even some college officials, worry about campuses going too far to protect students from dissenting ideas. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
As government entities, public universities are subject to the First Amendment, and private colleges traditionally have upheld the free exchange of ideas. But they're also businesses competing for students and their tuition. Joe Cohn with the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education says the long-term health of a democracy depends on colleges teaching students to engage with ideas they oppose.
It's important that we don't treat students like consumers and instead treat them like the students that they are.
North Carolina and Utah are among states that have passed laws punishing students who interfere with the free speech rights of others. That's risky, says Suzanne Nossel, executive director of PEN America, which defends freedom of expression.
If you ban protests against speech, you may be infringing on the speech rights of those who want to speak out against a particular voice or perspective.
Nossel says colleges have a tough line to walk, exposing students to diverse ideas while maintaining a safe and welcoming campus. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.